Picture this. You're scrolling late, thumb moving, and a tiny mark made of just three colors stops you cold. Not noisy, not complicated. It simply reads. You hit something in the brain that says, wait, what is that? That pause is currency in marketing.
Right. I've been stopped by that exact thing this morning. It's wild how small, deliberate choices do the heavy lifting.
Exactly. Today, we turn that tiny stopping power into a repeatable exercise. I'm Michael Wallace from MG Wallace Design Studios, and this session is a fast audio workshop. We'll sketch verbally, test contrast by description, and finish with a checklist you can use tomorrow. Templates live at mgwdstudios.com/submit. But for now, get a pen or your phone ready.
Grab something to draw on. Napkin, phone photo app, anything. We're going to make noise with simplicity.
Let's begin where any good decision does. Why choose three colors at all? First, clarity. Limiting options forces you to assign roles: dominant, supportive, accent. And those roles create immediate legibility across small and large sizes. Second, emotion. Three well-chosen hues cover mood, action, and neutral balance. Third, production. Fewer colors means simpler printing, cleaner digital assets, and fewer surprises when you scale.
On the production side, that fewer colors point pays off. Fewer separations, faster proofs, and often lower costs. We saw a client cut asset prep time almost in half by committing early to a three-color system.
Hold up. 18% conversion lifts and half the prep time sound great, but isn't there a risk the brand feels boxed in?
Totally fair, and I want to push that. Think of the three-color approach as a phase, not a sentence. It's an experiment to win attention in the moment. If it succeeds, you can introduce supporting neutrals, textures, or secondary palettes later. But for moment zero, ads, thumbnails, favicons, clarity beats complexity every time.
Mm-hmm. So it's about stage-appropriate scope. Experiment first, expand later. I like that.
Quick studio example. A regional coffee shop had a muddy five-color mark. We reduced it to deep espresso brown for the mark, a warm cream for background, and a bright teal for the action accent. The mark read on tiny social thumbnails, the CTA teal popped, and their promo landing conversion climbed 18% in 2 weeks. Small palette, measurable impact.
That teal acting as a learned action color is key. Keep one color as the CTA across touchpoints, and users start to expect it. Consistency builds behavior.
All right, practical steps. We'll move fast. Step one, thumbnail sketches. Five tiny marks in 5 minutes. No smoothing, no vector cleanup, just silhouettes. Ask yourself, does the shape read at the size of a nickel? If it collapses, redraw. Quick descriptors work. Three stacked bars, ring with gap, angled mafe.
Tiny trick, sketch the negative space too. The hole in a letter or the gap between shapes often becomes the memorable detail.
Yes, negative space is a silent signature. Step two, value hierarchy. Verbally name the brand trait you want. Friendly, luxury, rugged. Then pick the color you'd say first. That association reveals mismatches fast.
One audio-friendly contrast test. Describe each color as light, medium, or dark. Then imagine the mark reversed, white on your darkest color. If you can picture it clearly in your head, it'll likely work in real life.
Could we interrupt here? Quick question. When you're doing those thumbnail checks, how aggressive should you be about simplifying shapes?
Go hard. If you're tempted to add a flourish that only reads at billboard size, drop it. The rule I use is if a shape loses meaning at small scale, it's an ornament, not a symbol. Concept first, then polish. Quick hands-on now. First imagination break. Pick a single word that describes your project. Warm, steady, playful, whatever. Ready? For the next 60 seconds, sketch three tiny variations of one mark that embodies that word. I'll count you in. Go.
60 seconds starts now. Three tiny thumbnails. Keep your pen moving. Don't overthink.
Time. Drop the pen. Which silhouette made you say yes quickest? That immediate pull is your concept seed. Hold on to it.
Production checklist moment. Once you pick that seed, mock it at real sizes, favicon, social circle, and a print swatch. Colors and detail behave differently at scale. Phone screens and printers don't always agree.
Mini case story. A napkin bird. Three shapes. The body, a wing accent, and a tiny beak. The beak accent became the click cue. We used that same accent as the CTA across ads and saw measurable engagement lift. One tiny role assignment shifted behavior.
Love that. So a color can be identity and interface at once. Beautiful and useful. But I want to push one more thing. What if a client insists on pattern or texture that steals the show?
Then assign roles and enforce them. Say out loud, background role, mark role, action role. If a pattern competes, mute it to a neutral or push it into secondary applications where it supports rather than leads.
And one more production safety net. Always export a black and white and a reversed white on dark version. If either fails, you tweak contrast. Those exports catch failures that look fine in color but die in real world use.
Second imagination break. This one's quick and focused on color roles. Say your three colors aloud in order. Dominant, support, accent. Then for 60 seconds, sketch a single lockup and annotate which color does what. Go.
Time. Did your accent keep shifting between sketches? That's useful. Color roles aren't finalized until you test them in context.
One final pragmatic tip. When you pick an accent color for CTAs, test it on different skin tones, device screens, and common backgrounds. Accessibility and legibility matter for conversion and inclusivity.
Time for three tidy takeaways you can act on tomorrow. 1. Concept first. Find the silhouette that answers the brand story. 2. Define color roles. Dominant, support, accent. Then test in black and white and reversed versions. 3. Run rapid real-world checks. Thumbnail, social thumbnail, and a print swatch. If those work, you've got a conversion-ready mark.
Two gentle CTAs. Grab the three color templates and the workshop checklist at mgwdstudios.com/submit. And then try creating one three-color logo this week. Share a photo so we can give feedback.
And if you need production specs, print separations, vector export tips, or sign prep, visit mgwdstudios.com and check our production notes. They're the same shortcuts we use in the studio.
That's a wrap on the three-color challenge. Remember, constraint creates clarity. Pick one idea, test it hard, and iterate quickly. Imagine boldly. Design brilliantly. Connect creatively. Thanks for joining the Tools of the Imagination from MG Wallace Design Studios. If this sparked something, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a fellow creator. Until next time, I'm Michael. See you in the sketchbook.